Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we give you praise. We give you honor for all the many blessings you've given us, for every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father above, who there is neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. Father, it's just so awesome when we think about how that you know all things, and you know it so very vividly. And Father, we just thank you for who you are and that you had grace on myself and all of us here. We thank you for that marvelous grace that you touched us, that you called us, and you saved us. Father, you're giving us an invitation for a heavenly home. And Father, it's beyond our imagination what you're going to do for us. We thank you that you're mindful that we're in an earth that's full of corruption, bad things. But Father, you speak over and over and over that you will help us through the times of discouragement, through the times of hard times, through the times of troubles and many wicked things that we face, that you'll never leave us. You'll be by our side. And Father, we thank you for that great, you are the great shepherd. You've always been faithful and you always will be faithful. And we thank you for what you stand for. We thank you that, you know, Lord, I was just thinking about the things that you stand for, what we should love. I mean, they're good things. And I just, the enemy, if he was had the same place, he would be giving us a little troublesome things. And Father, we know if it wasn't for you, he would probably do that too. But with your power, he cannot touch us. And we thank you for the wonderful love that you've given us. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your eternal blessings. We thank you for your wonderful son, Jesus. Jesus, we're so thankful that you made this possible. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that came and lifted up Jesus and has been with us here on earth. We thank you for the Comforter, which comforts us in all of our struggles, through our times of troubles, and when we go through hardships and aches and pains and sorrows, all these things that come upon mortal men and women, all phases of life, we pray that we know that you're making us complete in you this day. And we thank you for that mighty hand that's not short that you cannot reach and touch us. We thank you for your ears are open to our cries. And we thank you for this wonderful name of Jesus. And we thank you in wonderful Jesus' name. Amen. I really believe that we're living in a time when very, very close to the day that the Lord's coming back. And he's coming so wonderfully, he's perfectly on time, but he wants to get all people ready. But there's some stragglers. And the Lord wants to, if possible, that no one misses. It's going to be something we can't even write it out, or we can't even understand. It's no words to describe what's going to be given to the child of God. And just think about it. Just being a child of God has to be, it just sets my heart pitter-patter when I think about it, that God drew me out of a sinful, there's sin every place you go, and made it possible that I could accept Jesus, made it possible my steps were ordered by him. And he made it possible that I could pray and from this mind here, and somehow it reaches my Heavenly Father by the Spirit. And that's beyond any computer, anything that we can ever imagine, and how he even senses before we're in. He knows our steps are ordered by him even ahead of time. He knows what a privilege to be in the hands of, you just think about it, and if there was anybody even 1 millionth like this, you'd think they was outstanding. But he knows all, he knows our shortcomings, he knows our failures, he knows our temperament, he knows our things that bother us. See, I think there's some things that always bother us that way on purpose. But we have to work on that, what bothers us. And we never lose it a lot of times, we just have to keep it under control. That's the secret, because that's there for a reason. Because if we got it under the lid on it, where we then we'd get our necks would get real strong, big, and we'd have a big old head out here, and we'd get so much pride that God couldn't use it. So I really believe this is in order. We all find ourselves some little things cause us to fret. Some big thing doesn't bother us.
And that's just the way we're all different. We're all special. But God made us in His image. God made us after what He's from. And He made us in that way that we could either accept Him while we're upon earth, or we can reject Him. Or we can accept Him sometimes and not do nothing. We can have it where we're, the Lord was speaking to my heart the other day about Christians that actually think that basically they just accept Him and that's over with. They're home free, but it's not according to the Word and not what He shares with me. We're to really to, like I had to work on that big old solid rock, this Lord spoke to me, that's what life is, it's tough. But I want you to be an overcomer. I'll give you help. I'll give you strength to fight that toughest rock or concrete. God will give us the strength to outdo what we face. You know, sometimes that's some things that just keep. That's what sickness sometimes when we can't get rid of us. We get sort of tired. We get tired in the sickness. But these things, God's going to take us through these areas, and we'll have His strength to help us, to give us a shelter in the time of struggles, so the times of temptation, He's always there. He's by your side. He doesn't leave you. The Lord is our shepherd. We don't have to walk. He leadeth me beside the still water. Just think about it. He makes it where we can have good food. He has us in great places to live in. That's our God. God's there to help us. He's here to, that we can even have enjoyment. He wants us to be above what we're facing. If we can have all this joy in the world, if you don't really know what joy is till you give your heart totally to the Lord Jesus Christ. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. That's bubbling over, coming down, passing, just going all over you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's there, available, continually. But you know what? We get some little hang-up, and we get stiff-necked, and that little problem over there that's not this, it doesn't really make any difference what it is, but it'll stop us from having the power of God. These little bitty things. You know, if I don't get my way, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm up there just like if I don't have my way, we get those ways. That needs to be corrected. And we're the one that can do that. We can do that if we want or wish to. We need to wish a little more that we'd do better. We need to wish to stay in the wishes of God. We need to come to that place where it could complete harmony with God. His glory, I feel His glory coming down in a splendor way. You know, you can have so much fun with the Lord, even when you, like a servant, it's so fun to serve God. It's fun to see His miracles. It's fun, like the other day, I thought only God could have me get down there and beat that old rock out of that disc, and then wedge yourself up between it and the frame, and that machine wouldn't move it either way. It was just locked in there, so all they can do is just, the Spirit of God says, get with it. So I said, I don't know how long it'll last. And the Lord says, just try it. So pretty soon, I got a second wind. I've never got a second wind like that before in my life. I could just keep going. And after I went through it, my heart wasn't racing or nothing else. I mean, it was truly, that night, I wasn't tired, nothing else. My age, I wouldn't dare do something like that. I'd fall over and faint. Fainting's not too bad, but to fall over the other way and you lose out, then you can't faint no more. So this is what God wants us to take, to smell the roses while we're here. Have fun while we're here. You know, when we do something, we spite our face. You do something, you just spite your face. I've heard that old saying. But that, a lot of times, the enemy will get us upset with something that doesn't make a bit of difference. It doesn't make it. I've seen churches split on colors of paint. That's happened. So that is really, that's little childish things. The Bible says we're to forsake our childish ways. When a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, become a man or woman, then we're to come to the place that we love the higher things. Children only have the things that they play with. God wants us not to play with things. He wants us to do His work. He wants to walk in His ability. He wants us to pray for the sick and they'll be recovered. He wants us to pray for the regions. It'll change. He wants us to change for the elements, pray for the elements. God wants to give His people, but if our people are so far from God, they don't even know when He's speaking to them. So they're a lot of them, that's the way. Surely it's right. You just got to come simply to God and say, Lord, I love you. He'll make himself known to the behalf whose heart is made perfect toward. That's scripture. He will make himself known to the hearts that's made perfect toward him. So if we strive to become perfect, he's going to help us. We'll fail, but he's going to help us. He knows we're a bunch of dirt. He says he remembers we're made of dust. Dust is not even, it's just a sifting in the dirt. So when you get to dust, it's the old dust has already fell apart and it's got just dust there. And he remembers we're made of dust. That dust had to get spittled or something like that, or water had to make us into a model. We came from dust. You know, Jesus spit on the man's eyes. Something about the Spirit of God is like that. It just comes and so touches you, so fulfills you, makes you happy, makes you joyful, makes you peaceful. You don't want to quarrel with nobody. You want to have a good day. You know, you want to tell everybody, have a good day. Everybody said, what are you talking about? I said, have a good day anyway. Well, what do you want to say? You know, this is where people are. The carnal man cannot come against the things of God. Spiritual man judgeth all things, yet himself is judging no man. For the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, for the foolish said to him, unto him, neither can he know them. All this, oh, I got the glory of God here tonight. Hallelujah! Praise ye the Lord. There's no place that you can be happy. You can't be a sad sack. You've got to be a happy clown. happy in the Lord. You know, that's what it used to be. Clowns were supposed to be the ones that, you know, made other people jumping. But God's above clowns. Clowns, they do it out of their own abilities. But this doesn't come out of our own abilities. Our abilities are zero. But God does it through us supernaturally. That supernatural stunt it's beyond a stunt, yeah. It's structured by God. It's here to help us to walk through struggles, through times of discouragement, through the times of weakness, through the times of temptation even. The Bible says, there is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. For God is faithful. Will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear, and with that temptation make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. There's no temptation taking you what Jesus has already faced for us, and his stripes were for our healing. And there's a lot of, Jesus took our sins, put in the sea of forgetfulness. Jesus made a way that we might escape the hardness that comes upon this world. The enemy is hard. He's cruel. He's deceitful. He's a liar. He's a principality of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. You know, he don't have nothing that I desire. Everything he has is bad. Everything he has causes policemen. It can have to have policemen to handle people that has his problem. And you don't need that. And you know, you have to have insurance policies for some of those kind of people too, because you don't know what they're going to do. But people can be safe in the Lord. Really think about it. With God here, if ever a Christian was truly where they should be, they wouldn't need no policemen, wouldn't need no firemen, basically wouldn't need no hospitals. But people are not in faith, believing, not in that close contact, their Heavenly Father is their Father. He's your Father more than your earthly Father was just a temporary, but your Heavenly Father is lasting. Your earthly Father brought you through the bloodline of your mother, and your mother lived together, but through your Heavenly Father, you create into a new likeness, into his image, into his being. We're in his being. We're to be moved on by a supernatural power. And it's so wonderful, that's why I can't expand. Most people don't want to expand, but most people don't understand that God wants to come into them, take them out of an old natural habitat, a natural environment, a natural, horrible life, and change it, arrange it, to where you can, while you're here upon earth, have a happy life, be joyful, and please your Heavenly Father. God spoke to me just yesterday afternoon that people need to really please him. That should be my aim, just to please him. So if we work to please him, everything's a hunky-dory. I don't know what hunky-dory means, but it's okay. I don't know a lot of things, but I feel the power of God. I'm so about half drunk. The Spirit of God is here to touch you, to heal you out there tonight. If you have a problem, God to able to touch this very second, set you free, heal your body, bring life to you, abundant life. If you need, your heart's bad, I pray that heart will be healed in Jesus' name. If you've got eye troubles, your eyes will be healed. Whatever needs you have, God's here to arrange that in Jesus' wonderful name. He is the arranger. He loves to do it, and he wishes to do it. But people are so unbelieving, without faith. Basically, we put on faith, the sky's the limit. Our problem is when there's no belief. You know, the Bible says, when there's not a faith, it's sin. See, God sees it as sin when we don't have faith. But see, we're justified by faith. That's why Abraham, early patriarchs, were justified because of the faith they had. It meant they could do some crazy things once in a while. God forgive them because of their faith. Faith is so mighty. You know, and the more you think about it, you can understand a little bit how God feels in it, because you would just like being around someone that has a lot of faith in you. You know, you're not as good as they think, but they think they got faith in you. But that's what we do with God. He wishes for the time that we'll have total faith. He's going to take care of us, going to supply our needs, buy our clothes, whatever we need. He's the arranger for you. And he will keep you out of harm's way. He will keep you the times of discouragement. And one of these old hard heads will say, God can't do anything. You can tell him, my God can do anything. My God's bigger. My Father is real. My Father is very faithful. He is great. He owns the world. He owns the stars. And I've talked to these people on TV. They try to figure out about these little stars. Well, God runs the whole thing. He knows the weather. He knows everything. He never misses. He's here to give you joy unspeakable. That's why I don't mind going out working by myself. Hard old work, because he's there. He's such a privilege. Because someday I'm not going to have to work that hard, he tells me. I'm going to have to do something better. But until that time arrives, I'm going to feel content in what state I'm in. I am content just being beat up, sort of shaggy looking. Not really real high IQ, I guess, but God makes the difference. God takes a nobody, and that's what it's all about. He takes you all right where you are. That's why it's even. He'll do as much for you as this person that's got all the wealth, all the knowledge, all the things. He will do as much for you and probably more, because some of those things get between them and God. We don't, that's why he loves the poor. You start reading the Bible, it talks about God feels for the poor. He feels for the lowly. Because lowly has something that touches God's heart. You know, you can't go wrong with God. God is always with you. Oh, I was, a couple, 2 days ago, I didn't know why I could perspire so heavy. I was soaking wet after that about 4 or 5 hours. But I didn't feel bad, didn't stagger, went home, took a shower, got up the next morning, went back to work, didn't feel nothing. God will trust you right where you are. He will help you in making decisions. He'll make you from making wrong decisions too. He's your controller of your life. And that's why it's logical in my thinking to call upon the one that knows what it's about. And I try to call upon him every day and tell him I love him so much. Lord, I just praise you. I give you glory because you're so eternal blessed. You're so real. You're so faithful. Lord, I just love you and I praise you. I give you glory and honor. I thank you. I thank you that I'm so fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm thankful that I'm a little slow, because you tell us to be slow. You be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Father, I thank you for that loving kindness. I thank you for that tender mercy. And out there tonight, if there's anyone that needs healing, I pray that you'd heal them this night. Bring blessings to those tonight, this night need a blessing. I pray that God will bless those. I pray for those that have lost their joy, those that are crabby, I pray that you'd give them joy, peace. For those who are having troubled days, I pray that you'd bring peace to life in a very wonderful way. Father, I thank you that you're real.
And I thank you that you're so faithful this night. And I thank you for the loving kindness. Whatever our need is, you're there with your hand stretched to us continually. Your eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on the behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward you. And your word says that my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. There's a formula right there. If you just do that, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive their sins, heal the land. It's real simple. We need to do that, work on that a little bit, because if we work on that, you're going to have wonderful joy, and God will take care of you, and you'll, when your time aspires through this lifetime that God gives you, or if He comes tomorrow, you'll have a peace forever, and you won't have to worry about what's going to take place. Those that come God's way, you're going to live in happiness now, and you'll live in eternal happiness beyond imagination then. And you'll be half so happy then that you was happy today. Because if you do good with God today, you'll live eternally with Him, and that's the bottom line. That will pay off. That's, you can take it to the bank, and God will keep His word. He never will fail. He is the great I Am. He is the great shepherd. He is the lawmaker. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of glory. He is everything. We just give you praise and honor. We thank you, wonderful Lord, for that touch this night, for that one that needs a special need this night. I pray that you meet that need this night in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for those out there tonight that you feel like you don't really know where you are with the Lord, you need to commit yourself to Him. You need to call upon Him, and you need to say, Lord, come into my life. I ask you as my Savior. I want you. You need to do that in your heart. You need to say, Lord, I'll live for you. I want you. I don't want to miss heaven. And you just talk plain with God, and God will move with you. He will be your God. You will be His child. And you need to just take time to seek your life. Take time and see what's going on. If you're not really not very happy person, you feel like that problems bother you, then you should consult the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, and God will help you. As you consult Him on these issues, He will help you to be a better person. He'll help you to bring salvation to your heart, and you can accept His Son, Jesus, as your personal Savior, and with that you'll have eternal life, and you'll be able to pray, and you'll be able to call upon God, and with it, without it, you can't call upon God. But if you'll just do these few little things, you'll be able to pray, you'll be able to seek God, and you'll be able to have a home in heaven. You don't have to worry about building a house now, because you've got a home in heaven, and this house here that you build upon earth, it'll decay very shortly, and the moss and all the things that bring into it, and they'll need insurance, all the things that comes upon earth, but you'll build a bank account in heaven, and it'll never will grow old. It will be there eternally, and you'll receive value forever and ever and ever. Put your soul in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, until he abundantly pardoned. God's here to touch you this night. God's here to help you. God's here to instruct you. God's here to whatever need you is, and He will never fail you. He is like the greatest insurance policy that's ever been. He is the problems of life. He is on your side. Whatever comes your way, He is there to help you. He's there to basically serve you, because we're without power, and God's able to give us a unit of His strength to help us to be powered and cope with life itself. We need to call upon God. We need to seek Him. We need to pray. Say, Lord, I love you. I prayed 7 years or better. So out there, I know there's not any prayer that would have to pray that long. God's here to make yourself real. You just call upon Him, and He will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not. God's here as a supernatural blessing. America needs God tonight. Our president needs Him. Everybody in America needs the Lord God. God will furnish you. God will bless those ones who will call upon Him. God's here to arrange your life and give you a new strength, a new power, and a new joy unspeakable. God's to bless you in a mighty way. Lord, I just praise you, and I thank you for that goodness. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. I'm happy. How about you? If you're not happy, you need to seek God. If you're not really, if you got a frown on your face, you need to call upon my wonderful Lord. He will touch you. He will shelter you. He'll protect you. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 And amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't God good? Glory. Glory.